Dr. Beth Selby is a woman of influence, a retired educator of 30 years. Dr. Selby, perhaps you could tell us a little about yourself and your background?
I attended the University of Guelph, and I have an undergrad degree in family studies. It's a Bachelor of Applied Science. And then I have 3 degrees from the University of Toronto, all in education, a bachelor, a master's, and a doctorate. And my doctorate is in curriculum teaching and learning. So that led me to a career in education, public education, that started in 1980. And I held a variety of roles, classroom teacher, program consultant, vice principal, principal, and superintendent of schools. So it was a very rich, rewarding career. And I'm glad I landed there. I joke with my friends, I have a doctorate, but I'm not a nurse. I went into education for a reason.
Looking back, Dr. Selby, perhaps you could share with our audience some of the people who were mentors or influential in your life.
So thinking back, you know, I started teaching in 1980. Most of the people in leadership positions were men. I mean, that certainly changed in the 90s and onward. So most of my mentors were men. My first principal, who hired me at my first school, who then hired me at his second school, and then a very influential superintendent who promoted me to be a program consultant and helped me get promoted to subsequent positions. I did have one female mentor, and she mentored me when I was writing my doctoral dissertation. And she was immensely helpful. She herself had just completed it and had the same dissertation supervisor. So that was kind of led me to seek her out. And then as a result of that, a friendship grew. I would say that with most of my mentors, they started off being a mentor, but, you know, because there's mutual respect, you know, they've often become friends as well. I think what happened is, you know, as women, you know, moved into administrative positions, and I'll say that from my perspective, then more women became women mentors.
Dr. Selby, looking back, why do you think it's so important that a woman of influence has a mentor?
Well, I believe it's important that you find a mentor who's interested in helping you develop. And that person should be someone who is a strong leader in your profession, could be in your academic pursuits. And for me, I mean, I've had strong mentors even in my volunteer work. So, you know, seeking someone who has closely aligned values and a passion for what you do is really important for young women who are starting in their paths, as I say, professionally, academic, or volunteer or otherwise, to show them. You know, talk to them, help them understand, you know, next steps, you know, get a vision, have some goals, have a path forward to be successful. And keep in mind, I mean, mentors may change over time in each of the areas that you are seeking a mentor. And you may have the same one or you may have more than one. But as I said, you want to choose someone whose values are closely aligned to you, someone who you trust, who's going to give you advice. And sometimes it's advice you want to hear, and sometimes it's not advice you want to hear. I know when people pose a question to me and I think, oh, I don't think they're going to like my answer, I just say, and how honest would you like me to be? Then they say, I want you to be honest. And I say, okay, so here's what you need to hear. Someone who's going to keep in confidence with, you know, between the two of you, things that you have said to each other. And, you know, not someone who's going to go and talk to, you know, two other people and so on and so forth. You want someone who is authentic, someone who is sincere, someone who is ethical, and someone who has integrity. And I believe it's really important that you have someone who leads by example, that they walk the talk. And this is someone that you can learn from.